It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. It's April 7th, 2020, and an unknown number of dog days of quarantine that we're on here. But, yeah. So, today in my never-ending saga of my, my arm hurting, I finally figured out where I need to go get my x-ray. I think I talked about that yesterday. So I showed up today, and they said, yeah, we need an actual fax copy of authorization, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, really? Thank you for telling me this stuff. I would have totally got it before I showed up, and now possibly infecting myself twice going into this place. So now I have to go back. Get this information. I should stop there right away. And then have them fax it all in. Then I can show up and get this all done. So I was like, oh, come on, people. I'm trying to get this stuff done so I can get my arm feeling better. That's my goal right now, is my arm hurts. And I don't want it to hurt no more. It's not severe right now, and I think he's improved it a little bit, but still, it'd be nice for him to focus on exactly what needs to be done so we can get this done. So, yeah. also made another decision today, because I've been VPNing in from my MacBook into my work PC, and then I can... work back and forth. It's worked pretty well, except screenshots and some of these other things are just taking forever, wasting valuable time. What is something that would normally take me half a day has been taken over a day and a half, I think. And, you know, obviously there's been disruptions and stuff in between, but it's taken me a long time to do this stuff. So I'm going to grab my laptop from work so I can actually work a little more efficiently. The downside to that whole thing is that I won't be able to do certain functions based on how our network is set up. But I haven't done many of those in the last year. And a lot of times I can forward that off to one of the other people who do have that, because they don't have a laptop to take home, so they are working from their desktops. But they also have faster internet. And I'm sure you've heard me complain multiple times that my internet sucks at home. So, yeah. So, that's one thing I am... doing today, and that's why I'm traveling right now for work. I figured to use my lunch hour to go take care of as much of this stuff as I could. So, I don't know what else is going on. We've been managing pretty well. The kids are doing their school stuff. I think it only takes about 3-4 hours a day. So it's really not too bad. I was kind of envisioning them starting a Zoom session, logging in with the teacher still teaching. I don't think that's what they're doing. I think they're available to help out as necessary, but mostly they are given the homework, told to read ahead, given the materials, and then go ahead and start doing your stuff. So, yeah, that's been going pretty good. My wife is bored out of her mind. She's got, she's not working at all. So she's, trying to be a housewife and, bored out of her mind. I feel bad for her. I really do. And I don't know. So I'm going to pause it here for a minute because I'm going to make a phone call and then I'll be right back. So that is kind of what's going on right now. I guess you could say from the bunker or whatever you want to call it. The only thing that's really a benefit to this whole thing is right now, holy cow, my truck is saying it's 68 degrees outside. So it is absolutely beautiful out. Sunday I was short sleeve too for a while, but I'm short sleeve now and just traveling around. I put a sweatshirt on to go to the hospital when I went to the hospital to get my x-ray, but I knew I probably didn't need it, but I figure, you know, it's a good extra covering just in case it was needed. Less skin showing is probably better in an environment like that. So that is, it's all I really have today. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. I know what I haven't mentioned yet, I don't think. I made a, on the radio last night, I was cruising, or when I was, I forgot where I was going. I went somewhere, to pick up something from my in-laws in the area. I was listening to the radio, and all of a sudden, this guy called on. I've never heard of the call sign before, and someone else picked him up first. He's from, I forgot the town. He's in Iowa. So he said he's about 30 miles south of Lake Okoboji. And Lake Okoboji is, well, as a drive, 4 hours from here. Three hours, something like that. Yeah, that is a very long haul. And I could hear him with no static in the background. A lot of times, if you have a weak signal, you hear a lot of static in the background. You can, you know, depending on how strong the signal is, you can still usually hear them. Shit, I want to turn here. But this guy was, as they call it, full quieting. Or you could not hear, you could hear him perfectly. No noise in the background. So that, I think, is my longest contact via a repeater. And now I'm looking today at, there's this website that kind of shows distances that, they call it APRS. It's really kind of a, it's something that you can set to constantly kind of ping out, say, this is where I'm at, this is where I'm at. In fact, it's running right now at home. And there's a second service that's reading this information, and then it's taking a look at how far the signal is traveling. So I seen a 900 mile transmission this morning. Like, whoa, dude. So then I started, I haven't actually tried the call out, but I really should. Because I could probably get some really good distance on Simplex right now. Simplex being not through a repeater, but through your own house. I'm working though. I haven't had time to think about it. This stuff really usually gets good on a, when you're right on kind of a cold front, warm front type scenario, of which we are right now. So it's really good signals going on. Well, I am to my next destination. I will, hang it up here. Thank you everyone for listening. I really appreciate it. And, a lot of good stuff going on. Dog Days of Podcasting. Sorry, not necessarily get back to everybody on everything, but I've been enjoying everything I've been hearing so far. So I will talk to you probably tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.